let's turn in the Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 9.
感谢大家，来参加我们的，把我们翻到《格林多后书》的第九章。
2 Corinthians chapter 9 is, along with chapter 8, mostly about the theme of giving money to the work of God.
第九章和第八章呢，大部分呢都是在讲怎么样把那个钱奉献给神。
And the question is, why would people be giving money to the work of God?
问题就是为什么人要把钱给为了神做工的神的工作的那样的？
Is God poor?
神贫穷吗？
Does he need money from you or me?
神需要你我的钱吗？
And the answer is no, of course not. Our God is far bigger and greater than that.
答案当然是否定的，我们的神远远的大过了这些。
But there's much that we learn from the Lord in how we use our money.
所以呢，我们在这里学到了很多从神那里来的，我们怎么样去使用我们的钱。
God teaches us in many ways. He teaches us through his Bible in just we read it and understand it.
所以呢，神通过很多方式来教我们，就像是通过圣经我们刚刚学习的那样来教导我们。
But he teaches us through the circumstances of life as well.
同样呢，神通过我们在生活中的环境来教导我们。
Sometimes they are just ordinary circumstances. Sometimes they are miraculously organized circumstances.
所以呢，有时候就是一种很正平常的一些环境，有时候也是非常神奇的一些环境。
And he sees fit to teach us much through the circumstances of life.
所以呢，他通过这个我们生活的这个环境来教导我们很多。
But he also teaches us, interestingly, through the way in which we use our money.
所以呢，他同样呢，通过很有趣的是通过我们去花钱的方式来教导我们。
And so he says that there are many blessings that flow to people when they use their money, when they give some money to the Lord, many blessings flow to them.
所以呢，他就说呢，这里讲到的呢，如果那些人把钱用在神的里面，他们会有很多的赐福涌到他们身上。And
so we've been studying from verse 6 to the end of the chapter, and there are many different blessings that are listed that will flow to each one who says, Lord, I'm willing to give you some of my money.
因为从第六节一直到最后一节，我们可以学到很多的。如果你把钱用在神那里，有很多赐福会流淌在你的身上。We
considered last week verses 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, and we're going to read them again, and then we'll pick up from verse 10. But you can just sort of look at all the blessings that flow that are enunciated for us in verses 6 through 9.
所以我们要把六到九节，然后上星期讲了，我们读一下，然后读完了，我们从第十节开始讲。所以，All right,
so Roy, if you'll read it in Chinese, then I'll read it in English, and then we'll go on to 10.
Okay, 我先给大家把六到九节读一下，然后从十节开始，他再用英语读。 格林多后书第九章第六节，少种的少收都种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所着定的，不要做难，不要勉强，因为见得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。第八节，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。第九节，如今上所记，他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。
All right. Paul says to the Corinthians, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. So what you've given to the Lord is not forgotten. What you give to him is remembered by him and will be rewarded by him. And it'll be rewarded as works of righteousness.
所以呢，他刚读的六到九节，所以说你为神做的工，你给神的，神不会忘记，他会记得，他会给你奖赏，他的奖赏就是给你公义的奖赏。
And verse 10 says, now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness.
第十节，那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子。
Now that's very, very encouraging. Imagine the Lord enlarging the harvest of the things that we do that are right.
所以呢，这是非常非常令人受到鼓舞的。你去想象一下，神把我们做的正确的，把它加大。
All our righteousness is like planting seeds.
我们所有的工业的就像那个种那个种子。
And the fact is that as we're generous with our money, so the Lord will be generous by giving a good crop to us, a larger crop, when we do those things that he considers to be righteous.
因为当我们其实就像我们献给神的时候，就像是你把那个种子种在里面，神会把这个大大的扩大你的收成。
Verse 11 says, you will be made rich in every way. You start out by giving a little money, but you end up getting riches in many ways, because you start by giving in the one way, giving a little money.
所以第十一节说，当你给人一点点小小的钱，就是让你更加的富足。你从一点点开始，神会把它加大，给你更多更多。
And the Lord will enable you to be generous on every occasion. That's what verse 11 says.
所以呢，这个神呢，他会在，就可以多多的，就是第一十一节讲，叫你们凡事富足，可以多的是，就急着我们是感谢归神。
And then another great blessing. And that says, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
另外的一个呢，就是急着我们是感谢归于神。
So one of the great blessings of giving to the Lord and to his people is that people will say, thank you, Lord, thank you, God, for what you have done.
所以呢，一个赐福来的呢，就是说，当你把那个钱在使用在神里面，你施舍给别人的时候，别人会把这个感谢归于神。So
you often say, I wonder how I could make the people around me be more thankful to God. I would like them to praise the Lord more enthusiastically.
所以呢，这里呢，就是说，我们可以怎么使我们的周围的人 把更加的去感激神，让他们把更多的激情放在感谢神那里。
So if you were to give something in the name of Jesus, what would they say? They'd say, thank you, Lord Jesus. That was very kind of you. And people start thanking the Lord. You say, hallelujah. Those people are now thanking the Lord. So the parallel verse is what the Lord Jesus Christ said in the book of Matthew.
所以呢，同样的就是主耶稣在马太福音里所讲到的。
He said this, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven."
所以这呢，就是说你在人前发光，让人看见。 看见呢，这样就把荣耀归在你们天上的父。So
we want to do our good works, even if it's giving money, we want to do it in such a way that people will give God the glory for what has happened.
所以呢，我们要做好工，我们甚至说给钱给别人，这样呢，就说让人家感到是荣耀归神，因为你所做的事情把荣耀归给神。
So verse 12 says basically the same thing with different words.
所以第十二节呢，讲的基本上是相同的事，但是是用不同的语言讲。
It says, this service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God.
所以第十二节说呢，因为办这供给的事。 不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢神。And
then it goes on to another great blessing. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ.
所以这里呢，继续讲第十三节，他们从这供给的事上得了凭据。
And for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
所以这接着讲,
and then verse 14 adds to the list again. And it says, and in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you.
第十四节接着讲，他们也因神极大的恩赐，显在你们心里，就切切地想念你们，为你们祈祷。So
if you wanted more people to pray for you, what could you do?
如果你想要很多的人为你祷告，你会做什么呢？
Well, you could start giving to their need, and they might say, this is wonderful, and then they will start praying for you.
对，那你就是给他们东西，然后 他们的知道这个以后呢，他们就说开始为你祷告。They
might have even a very selfish prayer.
他们也可能是一种很自私的祷告。They
might end up saying, Lord, would you please bless that person and give him more money so that he can give me more money?
他们的祷告可能这样结束，说主啊，你可不可以给那个人更多的钱，这样他可以把他的钱再多给了我。
But one way or the other, it's always nice to have somebody praying for you, isn't it?
不管怎么说，就是说，如果有人为你祷告，这是很好的，是不是？
And so, many years ago, I went over verses 6 to 14, and I tried to count the number of different blessings that flow from a generous giver.
所以呢，很多年前他读到 从第六节一直读下去，他就数了一下，这些很多的给那些慷慨的捐助者的赐福是怎么留下来的。And
I'm not sure that I got the right number. You might even want to check for me, but I think there were 17 different blessings that flow from a generous heart.
所以呢，他 不确定他数的正不正确，你也可以帮着他数一下。他认为是有17种不同的赐福，这样流淌在那个慷慨的捐助者的心里。So
the question would be, what else can you do that's going to result in 17 different blessings to flow?
所以呢，问题是你做了什么，让这十七种不同的赐福这么流淌下来呢？
All right, well, the last verse then, 15, says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
第十五节说呢，感谢神，因为他有说不尽的恩赐。
What was God's gift to you? What was his indescribable gift?
神给你的恩赐是什么？是什么说不尽的恩赐？
Well, that was when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to forgive us our sins, isn't it?
所以这就是主耶稣在十字架上为我们而死呢，饶恕了我们的罪，是不是这样的？
That's indescribable. It's just so wonderful. You wouldn't know, we wouldn't know what to do about it. It's so marvelous.
这是非常非常神奇，非常非常令人惊奇的，是说不尽的。我们不知道为什么，怎么去做，怎么去回应。
All right, so that's that chapter. In chapter 10, we go on to a different subject. So if there were any questions on chapters 8 and 9, now would be a good time to ask them, because in chapter 10, we're on to something slightly different.
所以呢，第十节呢，我们会谈到不同的话题，所以如果你现在有问题，关于八章和九章的，现在是 好的时间呢，问这个问题。
Who's got a question?
你们谁有问题？
At this rate, the question and answer part of the meeting is the easiest. When there's no questions, it's very easy. Thank you.
所以在这样的学习里面呢，这个。 如果在问问题的时间，没有问题的话， 这就是最容易的一个时间。All
right. You can always come back with other questions. We're going to start now on another section, and I'm going to call this section by a different name than you see on your page. I'm going to call this section How to Handle Disagreements.
所以呢，你们随时可以回来问前面的问题。他这边呢，他要讲到的呢，这个第十章，他会讲个跟你们不一样的，你们看到你们圣经上说的那个题目不一样的，就是说你怎么样去处理那些不同的意见。
Have you ever had a disagreement with somebody?
你通常会有跟别人有不同的意见吗？
Okay, and we say, yep, yep, I remember I disagreed with him, I disagreed with her, we didn't get on very well. How do you handle disagreements?
所以呢，你说对对对，我是经常的，我有时候不同意这个人，有时候不同意那个人，所以这个问题呢，就是说我们怎样去处理这样一种状况。
In particular, the Apostle Paul had to deal with some problems in Corinth.
所以这里呢，使徒保罗他必须去对付格林多人这里的一些问题。And
so he was pretty blunt. I don't think they liked the way he did it.
他非常大胆，我不认为当时的格林多人喜欢他处理那个问题的方式。
And I don't think he liked the way they responded.
我不认为保罗也喜欢他们回应的方式。
And so instead of reconciling their differences very smoothly, there were problems, and they said, no, Paul, you're wrong. And Paul had to say, no, no, you're wrong. And it wasn't easy.
所以呢，他们之间那种和睦的关系呢，不是那么 不是那么流畅，所以呢，是一种非常非常难处理的一种方式。So
I want us to look at this not only in the specific of Paul and the Corinthians. I want us to look at it more broadly so that you and I will know how we should respond when people disagree with us.
所以呢，我在这里讲的呢，不是说 具体的到保罗和格林多人当时他们的那个方式，我要把它扩大一下， 在你我的环境中，我们怎样去处理那些跟我们有不同意见的人。
All right, so verses 1 and 2.
所以第一节和第二节，我保罗就是与你们见面的时候是谦卑的，不在你们那里的时候向你们是勇敢的，如今亲自藉着基督的温柔和平劝你们。有人以为我是凭着血气行事，我也以为必须用勇敢待这等人，求你们不要叫我在你们那里的时候有这样的勇敢。
He says, by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid, went face to face with you, but bold went away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be toward some people who think that we live by the standards of this world.
你在读的一到二节啊。
All right, so he's basically saying, listen, I want you to agree with me. I want you to understand, and I want you to follow the Lord as you should. And so he says, I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be bold toward you.
他呢，基本上他说呢，我想要你们同意我。然后呢，按照主要你们做的事情去做，而不是说当我到你们那里的时候，我必须勇敢的指出你们的错误。
So basically, he's saying, I speak to you, and sometimes you listen, and sometimes you don't. As a matter of fact, if you won't listen now, then when I come to visit you in Corinth next time, I'm gonna have to speak to you. Very, very bluntly.
所以呢，他基本上说呢，我告诉你们，你们有时候听，有时候不听。事实上呢，如果你们这样，当我来到你们这里的时候，如果你们还是不听，我就必须勇敢的、大胆的去指责你们。
I think he's saying you've got a problem, and so the best time to solve your problem is now.
所以基本上说呢，你们有很大的问题，最好的解决这些问题的时间就是现在。
And I'm going to speak to you very graciously, very quietly. I'll speak to you. But if you don't listen now, I'll have to speak to you later more firmly.
所以呢，他现在呢，他说我可以简单的比较平静的给你们讲，如果你们不听的话，当我到你们那里的时候，我就要用非常难听的话跟你们说。
So the first issue then in how to solve disagreements is usually this. The best way and the best time to solve a disagreement is at the beginning. Don't put it off until later. It's not going to get easier. Solve that problem.
基本上说呢，你处理分歧的和不同意见的时候，最好是在最开始的时候，不要等到以后这些事情发展了，再来去对付这样一个问题。
So, the question is, how would you solve the problem? And the answer is, first one, you'd solve it by the meekness and gentleness of Christ.
所以呢，怎么样去解决这样一个分歧和问题呢？这基本上就是说，你要藉着基督的温柔和平去劝。
How did the Lord Jesus go about solving disagreements?
那主耶稣他是怎么样去解决这样一些不同的意见的呢？
Well, he spoke to them in a meek and in a gentle way.
所以主呢，跟他们用一种温柔和和平的方式去跟他们说话。
Sometimes he told a parable.
有时候他讲一些预言。
Sometimes he showed grace and helped solve a problem.
所以有时候他把他的恩典显给他们，然后去解决他们的问题。
But if the Lord Jesus Christ were to walk down the street today, what would you do?
如果主耶稣现在在街上走路，你会做什么呢？
If you saw him on the street, what would you do?
如果你在街上碰到他，你会做什么？
Would you run up and say hi, or would you turn around and run away?
你会冲上去跟他说啊你好，或者是转个背逃跑吗？
Oh, you'd run up and say hello, because he's so meek and gentle, and you would want to speak to him. You'd probably discuss even some of your problems, maybe even some of your disagreements.But you would say, Lord, you're just so kind, you're so loving, and we appreciate so much that he is gentle and meek.
所以呢，你应该就是说，冲上去，跟他打招呼，然后因为主耶稣是非常的温柔，非常的有平静，所以你甚至想上去跟他讨论一下你的问题和一些不同的意见。因为主耶稣是如此的有爱，他是如此的平静。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ was correcting people, did he yell at them?
当主耶稣纠正别人的时候，他冲那些人喊叫了吗？
And in an amazing way, he didn't. Isaiah the prophet says that he wouldn't raise his voice. He wouldn't, threaten them. The Lord Jesus was meek and gentle as he dealt with the issues.I think that's wonderful.
这个以赛亚就是讲过说他上去他不会冲你喊叫也不会威胁你他会用一种非常温柔有爱的方式去给你讲。
But then the great principle in the second verse is, I want to solve the problem now, and when it's easy,Because if it comes later, I may have to be more bold and more firm.
所以呢，第二节呢是这样讲的：如果我现在要解决这些问题呢，我最好是现在跟你们一起解决这个问题。如果要留到以后呢，我可能会用更难的更大胆的一种方式去跟你们讲。
So when I was a little boy and I did things that were wrong.My father or my mother would say to me, Harold, that was wrong. You must not do that again.
当我是个小男孩的时候呢，我做错了什么事，我的父母会跟我说， Harold, 这个事情不对，你做错了。
If I was humble and responsive, everything was good.
所以如果我谦卑自己，我去为着我所做的负责任，每一件事都会很好。
If I wasbold and belligerent and defiant, I might even find that there was a spanking coming.
所以呢，如果我那个不顺服、不服从他们，或者说很大胆的去反抗，或者招来他们打我的屁股。
And so I learned when I was very young not to find out how bold my mother and father could be in correcting me.
所以呢，当他是很小的时候他就不想去找出来他的父母是怎样大胆的去纠正他的。
I will tell you a bit of a private story, but it goes like this.
我要告诉你一个很私密的故事是这样的。
I lived so long ago that we didn't have an electric mixer in our kitchen.
所以呢很久以前当他们家里那个时候还没有那个电动的搅拌器。
My mother used to make cakes a lot, and she would mix everything herself. She'd put it in a bowl, and she'd just mix and mix and mix and mix and mix, get it all done, and she just did this, and she did this a lot.
所以呢他的妈妈呢那个时候他妈妈要做蛋糕做糕点呢他必须拿那个手动的搅拌器，所以他经常做这种事，非常快。
And we've still got a spoon in our house that my mother used to mix with, and that spoon is flat until you get to the edge, and then it's all curled over on the edge because she banged it so often against so many different bowls.
所以他呢，他妈妈通常用一个勺，他家里有个勺，就这样，来搅那个东西。因为他经常搅，经常搅，本来那个勺那个把是平的，结果他用着搅的时间太长，用劲太大，
And then later on, when I was a little bit older, we used to have picnics at the chapel and we had games for everybody. One of the games that we had was for the women to see how fast they could drive a spike through a tuba-four.
What's a tuba-four?
A tuba-four is a stick of wood, 2 inches by 4 inches. Okay. It's this typical studs.
Okay, 他们有多快把一个钉子钉到木头里去。
All right. And so the ladies would get up there, they'd have a nail there, and they'd go boom, 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 until the spike was right flush with the tuba four.
所以呢，当时呢，那些姐妹们就会拿着那个钉子，然后拿锤子，就这么往下敲，看他们有多快把那个钉子敲进去。
My mother almost always won that particular game.
所以这个特别的游戏，他的妈妈通常就是赢家。
And my friends used to say to me, "How did your mother get such a strong arm?"
他的朋友就跟他说，你妈妈的胳膊怎么那么强壮？
And I used to say, "I think I know, but one thing I also know, I never wanted to get a spanking from that strong arm."
但是我认为。 我知道，但是呢，有一件事情我是确定的，我永远不想用那么挨那么大的、那么强壮的一个胳膊的打。All
right, now Paul is saying, "I want you to listen to me. I'm going to plead with you by the gentleness and meekness that is in the Savior, but don't force me to be bold."
所以保罗说呢。 跟他们格林多人士讲，我现在呢要劝你们，我要用主耶稣的温柔和和平来劝你们，但是你们不要逼我，逼我用那些强壮的话来讲你们。Then
he goes on in verse 3 and he says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does."
第三节接着说，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。
So our great responsibility is to listen to the Lord and to respond to him, but we don't respond in a worldly way any more than he will correct us in a worldly way.
回应主耶稣以那种温柔和平的，而不是以血气的、有世界的方式去回应，所以不要逼迫他、强迫他来去信教我们。Now
the question is, what's he talking about here? Is he talking about correcting disagreements?
所以这里他讨论的是什么呢？是在讨论那种去纠正那些不同的意见分歧吗？
Or is he talking about waging war?
这是在讲一个征战吗？
Some people say, you know, I can pretty much live any way I want in the church. I can do pretty much anything I want. Doesn't really matter very much.
所以有些人他说呢，我在教会里我想做什么就做什么，这没有什么关系。
Paul says, yes, it matters. It's just as important as waging war.
所以呢，保罗说这是很严重的一件事，这实际上就像跟打仗一样。
And the Corinthians said, "Paul, we're doing it our way. You just forget it now. We're going to do it our way."
因为当时哥林多人说呢，保罗，我们按照我们的方式去做，你别管我们。Paul
says, "No, it's important. We're going to have to all do it God's way because you see, it's part of war. The devil would have you do it the wrong way. I must do it God's way because we've got to fight the devil. To do things right for God is most important. It is spiritual warfare."
所以呢，保罗说呢，不不不，你们要按照神的方式去做， 这实际上呢是一场征战，因为魔鬼呢他想让你从这个方向，而神要让你从那个方向，这实际上呢是一场属灵的战争。
So the question is, how do you get people to agree with you?
问题是你怎么让别人来同意你呢？
And the answer, verse 4, is the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world.
第四节说我们征战的兵器并不是属血气的。
So how do you correct agreements, disagreements in the world?
所以你在这个世界上你怎么样去解决那些分歧呢？
Well, number one is you raise your voice and you start to yell.
第一个呢就是你提高你的音量大声的喊叫。
But that's not the way the Lord Jesus did it.
这不是主耶稣行事的方式是不是？
If you're in the business world, the way you solve the problem is you fire the person.
所以呢如果你是在做生意的这个世界里你怎么样去解决呢？你把它炒掉。
And Donald Trump learned how to do that.And his famous phrase was, you're fired.
所以呢川普他知道怎么去做这个事。他最有名的一句话就是你被炒掉了。
But that's not what God does. God doesn't say you made a mistake, you're out of here.
所以这不是神做事的方式。神说你做错事你滚开。
Other people say, well, the way we solve the problem is we just put it behind us and forget it and pretend it never happened and we just carry on.
所以有些人说呢我们解决的方式呢就是我们不去面对这个问题，我们把它放在一边，我们继续，我们说我们当它从来没发生过。
So there are many ways in the world of solving disagreements, but they're not necessarily God's ways. They're worldly ways, but they're not God's ways.
所以在这个世界上有很多的方式去解决分歧，但是他们并不是神的方式，他们只是用他们自己的方式去做。
Now the next line says that our problem, our ways of solving the problem are not the world's ways, but our ways of solving the problem are very, very strong.
所以呢下一个后面接着说呢我们解决的方式跟世界解决的方式是相反的，我们的解决方式是非常非常强的。
They're so strong that they are the power of God, the divine power to destroy other strongholds.
所以这里呢这个强到什么程度呢？强到是神面前的能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
So, the problem is that somehow we have got to change people. If there's disagreements, we've got to change them.
所以呢有的时候我们要去改变人，如果他跟我们有分歧，我们要去改变他。
I'll tell you the story and then we'll get to more detail, but the story goes like this.There was a little boy.
这个故事这样的，有一个小男孩。
He was standing up in school when he should have been sitting down.
他在学校的时候呢，当他应该坐着的时候，他站起来。
His teacher came to him and said, I'm going to call him Waldo. He said, Waldo, sit down.
所以呢，他的老师来到他面前，他把这个人的名字叫 Waldo， 他说 Waldo 你坐下。
And Waldo wouldn't sit down.
那个 Waldo 他不坐下。
The teacher said Waldo sit down.
那个老师说 Waldo 坐下。
Waldo wouldn't sit down.
那个 Waldo 还是不坐下。
The third time the teacher said Waldo I told you to sit down.
第三次呢，那个老师跟 Waldo 说 ，Waldo， 我告诉你坐下。
And Waldo wouldn't sit down.
那个 Waldo 还是不坐下。
So the teacher went over to him, put his hands on his shoulder, and pushed him down, and sat him in his chair.
所以那个老师呢，就走到那个 Waldo 面前，把两个手放在肩上，把他压在他的座位上。
And Waldo looked at the teacher and said.But I'm standing up inside.
所以那个 Waldo 跟老师说我就在旁边来站着。
All right, when we've done something wrong, when there's a disagreement, what has got to happen is that we change on the inside.
And
then we can change on the outside. But we've got to change on the inside.
所以刚才我犯错了，他说那个窝子坐下以后说我里面还是站着。所以呢，我们要是纠正人呢，你必须纠正他里面的，而不是纠正外面的。你要把他里面改变了，他才真的改变了。Now
the world's ways will never change us on the inside.
所以呢，世界处理问题的方式根本就改变不了你在你内心。
But God's plan for us is that we change on the inside so that we can be changed on the outside and our disagreements disappear.
所以神呢，给我们解决的方式就是我们先解决我们内在的，然后外面就自然解决了，然后我们之间的分歧也就解决了。All
right, now verse 5 says, I think that there are three things that must happen when we are in disagreement with the truth of God.
那第五节呢，就是我想这是三个方面，我们三个问题。如果我们在神里面有不同的意见的时候。All
right, where are we now? verse 3 says, verse 4, verse 5, I'm trying to read it in both translations.
Okay.
Verse 5, the first line is, we demolish arguments.
所以呢，第五节呢，刚开始讲呢，将各样的计谋，我读的是和合本。
In the authorized version, which I usually read, it says, we cast down imaginations.
所以呢，在King James 国王钦定版里讲的呢，是我们放低那个想象。
You see, the problem is that we have lots of things going on in our head.
所以呢，你看到的这个问题吗？我们有很多事情在我们大脑里。
And sometimes when we disagree with people, we start imagining, we start reasoning, we start arguing in our head as to why I'm right and he's wrong.
所以呢，当我们和人有不同的意见的时候呢，我们大脑里开始想象，我们开始去做比较，我们开始为自己辩护，说为什么我是对的，他是错的。
And that is often the foundation of our problem.
这就是通常就是我们问题的根本。You
remember what happened in the days of Noah, don't you?
你知道在挪亚那个时期发生了什么吗?
Before the Lord came down with the flood and destroyed the world in the days of Noah, the Bible says of him in Genesis chapter 6, it says, every imagination of the heart in man was evil continually.
因为当神把那个大洪水从天上降下来的时候，在挪亚那个时代，那些的人呢，他们在创世纪的第六章里讲的时候，在那些人，他们内心的邪恶和罪恶一直在继续。
How are we going to get agreement when there's disagreement if one of those people is imagining bad things in his mind?
所以我们怎么让那个不有不同的分歧达到一致呢？如果一个人他在大脑里一直在想象一些坏的事情，
Sometimes you could get so angry with somebody that you could say in your mind, if I were to meet him, I'd punch him in the nose.
那有时候你会对一个人感到如此的愤怒到一种什么程度呢？ 在你大脑里，你会想象，如果我当着他的面，我会用拳头打碎他的鼻子。
God says, no, no, don't even think that way.
所以神说，不不不，你想都不要那么去想。
Don't allow foolish imaginations in your mind when you're in a disagreement with somebody.
所以当你和人有分歧的时候，不要让那些愚蠢的想法停留在你大脑里面。
Okay, don't even think bad arguments.
所以呢，这个 坏的, 这种真挚, 想都不要想。
And then it says, and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God.
所以呢,各样阻拦人认识神的那些自高之事一概攻破了。
There are many thoughts that go on in people's minds, many arguments that can come, but they're arguments against the knowledge of God.
所以呢,很多人他们大脑里会出现一些想法,出现一些真的,这些呢,想法还真的都是反抗,反对神的。
And in order for us to be reconciled in agreement with the Lord and his people, we must never allow these foolish ideas to stand against the knowledge of God.
所以呢,这个呢,为了让我们在主内的弟兄姊妹里能够和好,我们不要让我们大脑里升起这样一些想法,这样的想法是对抗着神的知识的。
We're often taught in the world to think different ways than God's ways.
我们通常被教着要想着用世界的方式思考,而不是用神的方式。
The businessman says, I've got to make lots of money. God says, that's not important.
所以那个做生意的人说,我要赚很多钱,神说那不是最重要的。
Government says, well, we can't do that properly because we wouldn't get elected. We've got to get elected, so we won't do that. And they get other ideas coming up which are against the will of God.
因为那个政府说呢,我们不能那么去做。如果我们那么去做,我们就会落选。我们想不上,所以我们不要去那么做。我们做的方式都是,所以他们做的方式都是违抗神的旨意的。
And when those disagreements come, then we've got to make sure that we don't think the way we shouldn't think. And we've also got to convince the other people that they might not think that way.
因为当那有分歧的时候,我们不要用这个属世界属血气的方式去想,我们同样也要去告诉那对方,他们也不要那么去想。
And then the last line says, And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
最后一个呢,又将所有的心意夺回,使他们都顺服基督。
All right, what do you think of that line?
那这一条你怎么去想?
In your head, is every thought taken captive by the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢,在你的大脑里,你的每一个想法,
Do you ever think things that are not what God wants?
所以你在你的想法,一定要被神,那个,基督都会,你从来有没有想过你的, Can you repeat that? Would you just,
I'm not sure what all I've said. All I can say is this. We'll just keep going. What I'm saying is that our thoughts have got to be all in conformity with Jesus Christ.
那他要讲的呢,就是我们所有的想法都要跟主耶稣一致。
The same thing is true of everybody else.
对其他的人来说呢,也是一样。
If my thoughts are not controlled by Jesus Christ, and your thoughts are not controlled by Jesus Christ, what's going to happen?
如果我的想法没有,不是被主耶稣控制的,你的想法也不是被主耶稣控制的,你觉得会发生什么呢?
We're going to fight, aren't we?
我们就会打起来,是不是?
And not my thoughts, your thoughts aren't God's thoughts, my thoughts aren't God's thoughts, we're in real trouble. How are we going to solve our disagreements? We're all going to have to think God's thoughts and only God's thoughts.
所以你的想法如果不是从神来的,他的想法也不是从神来的,那我们就有大的麻烦了。所以我们要确保我们所有的想法都是从神来的。
Sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation where you disagree and you say something and then you say, I never should have said that.
有时候呢在一种状况下你和别人有不同的分歧你会很后悔的说我不应该那么去说。
Why did you say it?
为什么要那么说呢?
Maybe because you thought it before you said it.
所以呢你可能想到那里在你说之前你已经想到了所以你就说了。
How do you solve the disagreements problem?
你怎么解决那些分歧呢?
Three things have got to happen, and I'm just going to read them here from the King James because they're clearer to me there. Three things have got to happen. Number one, we've got to cast down our imaginations. We can't think those bad thoughts. Number two, we've got to pull down every alternative that's in the world. And we've got to say we're not going to solve it the world's way. And number three, I'm going to bring every thought and make it captive to the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说呢他要用那个国王钦定版的呢读这样呢就比较他比较容易理解一点。第一点呢三件事要做的第一点呢就是要丢弃你的空想你不要这么去想。第二个呢就是你不要他这里讲的是用 King James Error 还说这个跟什么就是说你要各样男主人的认识神那些自己的事而且你要确保你的那个想法是神从神那里来的。
Okay, well that's impossible, isn't it?
这个是不可能的是不是
Have you taken every thought in your mind and made it captive to the Lord Jesus Christ? If it's a bad thought, you put it in prison and you don't have it ever there again.
因为他刚才讲这不是不可能的如果你把所有的事情都归给主耶稣把你的那想法都扔掉这个是完全可以的。
Okay, so there's a couple of things you could do. Number one, you could say, that's impossible, so we won't worry about it.
因为这个呢有几件事你可以做你说那是不可能的所以我们不要去管它。
Or you say, that is God's plan, that is God's will, I'm going to make it true in my heart and my life, so that then I can begin to explain it to others and we will no longer have our disagreement.
所以我呢是不这样想这是神的计划这是神的想法我要把它放在我的里面然后我还去向别人解释然后呢这样让这个事情在我身上发生所以就能解决我们之间的分歧。
Do you think that the Apostle Paul lived those three things in his heart and life?
所以呢你认为使徒保罗在他活出了那三样在他的人生里吗
And the answer is yes, I think he did, and probably because I read the earlier chapters about the great character of this man.
所以呢我认为保罗他做到了因为这是呢因为我在前面一章里读到了他的品格。
He lived a life of meekness and gentleness like the Lord Jesus Christ. He lived a life of suffering and of extremity like the Lord Jesus Christ. I think he thought like the Lord Jesus Christ too.
因为我读到的那使徒保罗他就是活出了像主耶稣那样的温柔和和平他也同样经历了主耶稣那样的痛苦和那些苦难所以他的想法是跟主耶稣是一样的。
All right, so I believe that's the way the Apostle Paul lived. That is the reason that he was able to go to these worldly, selfish Corinthians and expect them to live the same kind of life that he was living.
我觉得呢，保罗他因为他做到了，做到了上面讲的那些，所以他才可以去跟那些自私的格林多人说，你们要用同样的方式来生活。
And then there's really the fourth thing that happens here, verse 6.
所以在第六节里，有第四样的事发生。
He says, not only are the others true, but we will also be ready to punish every act of disobedience.
Verse 6.
Okay, so it isn't just that I've got to think right. It is that when I don't think right and I don't do right, I am willing to punish that which is wrong.
所以呢，这个呢，不是说我只是想法是对的。 我做的是对的，如果那些想法做的不对的，我要去责罚他们。
Now the Bible says, when we live that way, our disagreements are going to be turned into agreements.
所以呢，圣经说，如果我们去做那些，那么去做的话，那我们的那些分歧就会变成了争论。
That's not easy, but that is God's way.
这个不是很容易, 但这就是神的方式。
So I'm not sure that you can fully understand what I've said. I'm not sure that I understand it all myself. But what I do know is this. God says we don't solve problems the world's way. We solve problems God's way by working on the head and the heart. Not just the outward expression. We start in the heart and life comes out. It isn't you force it on from the outside.
所以呢，我不确定你们能够完全听懂我说的，我也不完全确定我能懂我自己说的。所以他说神的说法呢，就是要我们做一切的事情要用神的方式去做。当我们完全不是用世界的方式，就要神的方式。当我们如果从 外面里面的所有的改变了以后，我们外面的行为才能彻底的改变。So
I'm going to ask you for questions on this before we go into more on the subject. There's much more to say on the subject, but I want to make sure that we understand this foundation.
他说他要问你们一些问题，我们往下走之前，他确保你们每个人都能够。
Yeah. Any other? Sonny, I think you have a question. You may have some
doubt. Sonny,
没有别的东西了，没有其他声音。好一些吗？现在只有你这边开着。没有。因为很大的噪音在这里。哦，我换一个手机试试。现在好一些吗？现在还，我先把你
mute 了。 噪音从你那边来的，你可以要 mute 你自己。你现在 mute 了。I think
we've got a big problem.
Yeah, 你那个装置。Static problem.
She can't talk to us unless she's able, but if she talks, the static talks.
所以你，我可以要 mute 你，但是要 mute 你就。
Try better now.
你再说试试看。现在可以吗？好一些吗？还是很大噪音。那我等一下吧。你要换个装置，换。
All right, maybe somebody else has got a question.
所以可能其他人会是不是有问题？
Sunny's going to come back again.
所以, Sunny可能要换一个装置来上这。
All right, I think we'll carry on. If Sunny's able to voice her question, then we'll deal with that. Let's go on now to verse 7.
因为我们等在三尼回来之前，我们继续，我们从第七节开始。All
right, the first line is you are looking only on the surface of things.
所以第七节的前面呢是你们是看眼前的吗？
But the Christian is far more important, far more interested in looking on what's going on the heart, rather than on the surface.
所以呢，当时呢，那格林多人呢，他是念看更多的眼前的，而不是看在内心的。
All right, the next line says, if anyone is confident that he belongs to Christ, he should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as he is.
所以后面接着说，倘若有人自信是属基督的，他要再想想他如何属基督，我们也是如何属基督的。
So very often when there's a difference of opinion, we often say, I am better than him. I belong to the Lord Jesus. He doesn't. I'm good. He's not. That's why we disagree.
所以呢，通常我们有分歧的时候，我们很容易就这么想，我比他好，我是属基督的，我比他更属基督，他比我他不是属基督。
But Paul is basically saying, listen, to those who disagree with them, you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are brothers. We have got to get together. Don't be fighting. We're brothers. You love the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to work this out.
所以保罗是基本上说是，那你们是属基督的，我也是属基督的，我们是弟兄。我们既然我们是弟兄，我们应该互相爱，然后我们要一同来解决这个问题。
All right, so I'm going to see if Sunny can get back to her question now.
现在 Sunny 你可以问问题。
我就想问，就是说神命令我们是说神，我们要爱邻居，爱仇敌，爱人如己。那其实就是告诉我们爱全世界所有的人。
Okay.
然后呢保罗也教导我们说，在主内的弟兄姐妹如果之间主内的弟兄姐妹之间如果有什么分歧的话，应该在主内解决，不应该上法庭，也不应该请律师。我的问题就是说，我们对世人和对主内的弟兄姐妹，我们相处的时候是不是怎样掌握这个分寸？
Okay.
怎样处理这些纠纷？
So Sandy's question is, the Lord commanded us love our neighbor, love our enemy, love others just not like love yourself. And but Paul told us that when we have disagreement in the brothers and sisters,We should not go to the church, not go to the court.
Yes.
So we should solve the problem in the church. So her question is, does make a difference? Because should we love our brother and love the world people differently? Because she said that basically the Lord teach us love everyone in the world.
Yes.
But if we only solve our problem in the church, not don't hire a lawyer or something like that,、mm-hmm. but just if we treat the brothers, sisters, and the world people differently.
Yes. All right. Well, the reason that we don't go to court in the church is because we have the ability...and the privilege of solving it ourselves. The world doesn't understand how to solve it. So that's why we don't go to court in the church.
所以呢，他说我们不去上法庭，是因为我们在教会里，我们有这个知识和有这个特权来解决我们这个问题。我们解决问题的方式是属世的人他们所不能理解的，这就是为什么我们如果弟兄姊妹之间有问题不去法庭。
But when the question is not the church, but it's the world, if there's people out there who aren't treating us properly, what should we then do?
所以呢，这个问题呢是不在教会里，如果在世界上的人他们对我们对我们的方式不对，我们怎么去对待他们呢？
And sometimes you might say, Yes, we must get this solved in the courts in the world. Other times we say, no, we don't even have to do that. We will just suffer the wrong.
所以呢，有时候呢，说呢，你会想说呢，我们必须解决这个问题去上法院。但是呢，有时候你会这样，你说我们不去那么去做，我们宁愿承受这个痛苦的结果。
I don't believe that we are given precise rules to say you must not go to the court to solve your problem.
因为我不认为我们有明确的，只是说我们不能去。
But oftentimes, because we're Christians, we do not pursue all of our options.
所以呢，有时候呢，因为我们是基督徒，所以我们不去行使我们所有的选择。
So let me give you an example that you can understand.
再来给你举个例子，这样你可以理解。
Many of you are aware that there is a senior citizen's home that many of us in the chapel here and other chapels were responsible for putting together, and many of us are directors and managers of that senior citizen's home.
所以呢，在那里有一个老，大家都知道，我们有一个老人院就在那那边的前面，所以有很多的。教会不同的教会都和那个对那个老人院有责任，所以我们呢就是有不同的教会会派不同的董事在那个老人院里面。
The senior citizen's home is Blenheim Lodge. It's located at 16th Avenue and Blenheim, very near 16th Avenue Chapel.
所以那个老人院呢，就是在16街角 Blenheim 那面，它离我们这个16街教堂很近。
Many years ago, back in the 1960s, when the province of British Columbia wanted to have more homes for the seniors, they had a program established whereby they would provide some funding for the building of properties like that.
所以呢，很多年以前，就在1960年，大概是很多政府呢想增加更多的老人院，所以当时的政府呢，他们立了一个他们想呢投资到那个老人院里，所以这样他们可以在那里有更多的控制权。
So many men were part of the program to put that together. My father was one. Harold Budd, that you remember maybe, was another. But there were many men who put that together.
所以当时呢，有很多人在一起商讨那个事，其中包括那个他的爸爸，还有一个叫 Harold Budd， 就是前面的一个长老，你们可能有些人认识他。他们当时在一起做那件事。
Everything worked well for a while.But there came a time when the provincial government was providing money to keep that house going, to keep the operation going. They said, if we provide money to keep it going, we own it and we control it.
所以呢，这个好景不长，没过多久，刚开始还挺好的。但是过了一段时间呢，那个省政府说，因为我们投了资放了钱来保证你这个日常的运转和那个运作，所以呢，我们对这个老人院有控制权。
We said no, we are responsible to God for that money. The building is ours, and we cannot let the government just take it. It's an asset that belongs to the people of God. We can't let you take it, government.
所以呢，当时呢，我们说不，因为我们对神的这个钱要负责任。这个钱从神来的，这个当时的那个地方的物业是属于我们的，是神的产业，你们不能拿走。
So we said, we're going to check the contract. We had a contract with the government. We said we will check that contract, and the details, well, finish it off and then I'll go.
Yeah, 所以呢当时呢他们我们就说呢我们要来检查一下我们当时跟政府签的那个合同它的细节它下面要讲。
The provincial government said, we will give you $250,000 to help build that property, but if you don't live up to the terms of the contract, then that $250,000 is repayable, and then the contract is void.
对呢所以他说当时呢省政府注入了25万的资金呢他说如果你们这些不遵守这个合同的里面的条约的话这个你们就马上要归还这25万块钱我们之间的合约也会解除。
If the contract is void, then the government had absolutely no claim on that property at all.
所以呢，如果这个合同如果无效的话，省政府呢就完全没有办法来要这个物业。
So we went back to the government, and we simply said, we broke the terms of that contract.And you, government, broke the terms of that contract, and the contract says, we owe you $250,000, and the contract is null and void, you have no claims on us anymore, so here is the $250,000.
所以呢，我们就到省政府那里去说，我们没有遵守合同，你们也没有遵守合同，所以现在这个合同呢，是无效了这里我们已经拿来了25万我们还给你们你们对这个物业再也没有控制权了。
They said, no, 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 we said, yes, yes, yes. And so finally, we said, we will go to the court just to determine whether or not we are right or wrong.
因为我们就说是 government 就是不所以我们决定呢我们就去法庭让法庭决定我们是做错了还是做对了。
We didn't say we would do anything if it happened or didn't happen. We wanted to know what the government, what the court says was right. Are we right or is the government right?
因为我们也不是说想去干什么我们只是想到法庭去让法官呢决定是我们错了还是政府错了是我们对了还是政府对了。
So the court came back and said, you are right, the government is wrong. And so we said, all right, here is your $250,000. We are completely free from the claims of that contract.
所以呢法院说呢你们是对的政府是错的。所以我们到政府那里说这里是你们的25万你们拿回去所以呢政府就对这个物业完全没有控制权了。
We sent the money to them on two or three different occasions. They lost it, they didn't know what to do with it, but ultimately they accepted our money and we were free of the contract.
所以呢我们把这个呢在不同的两三个地方把这个钱还给他们了。他们不知道怎么做其实上呢这个呢当他们拿到钱以后我们就完完全全的不被他们控制了。
So, then they said, if we are free of that contract, all the other similar contracts are also null and void, so the government completely forgave everybody else who had a contract like that.
所以呢他们就说呢当时政府想如果他们做错了我们是对的话那么政府跟其他的地方就是签订的同样的合同也同样无效了。
So we went back to the government and we said to them, if you forgave everybody else their money because of our law, legal action,on this issue, and if you forgave them all the money that they put into it originally, We would like you to forgive us our money. Please give us our $250,000 back.
所以我们又回到政府那里去说，如果你们因为是你们错了，我们对了，因为我们采取了法律行动，你把人家都合同都解除了，你不要人家你付进去的钱，你不要人家还给你的话，那么你应该也不应该收我们的钱，所以我们要把那25万要回来。
And they said, no, we won't give you your money back. It's our money now, we'll keep it.
他们说不会的，我不会把钱还给你，因为已经是我们的钱了，我们现在保留这个钱。
And we did not go to court to get it back. We said to the government, that's the way you do business, that's up to you. But we don't think that's fair, but you keep our $250,000. They've still got it.
所以我们就并没有去采取法律行动，我们就说政府，你这么去做生意，那你就这么做尽管这个钱是我们的，你不给我们，我们也不会采取什么行动，你就把那个钱留着吧，反正政府现在还留着那25万我们的钱。
So there is no law that says you must go to court, you must not go to court, you must sue to get what you deserve. There's no law there, but you try to do what is right in God's eyes.
那里没有一个规律说你什么时候要去法庭，什么时候不去法庭。所以呢，你有一个规律就是你要保持在神眼里你做的事是对的。
Now, that's not a very direct answer, Sonny. It's the best I've got.
这个呢是一个很直接的答案，但是呢是我能够想到的最好的答案。
Thank you, quite clear. Thank you.
Disagreements are important. We try to resolve them, but in the resolution of them, we remember, especially when we're dealing with Christians,that Christians love Jesus too, and we love Jesus too. And even if they're not Christians like the government, we still have got to respect them. And we said we can't go back and sue the government for that money because we respect the government. They can do what they see fit.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们是尝试着解决我们之间的分歧。但是如果我们之间有分歧的时候，我们双方都是基督徒的话，我们就应该在主内来解决这个，就像我们去跟那个政府一样的我们尊重他们，他们说不把那个钱给我们我们把钱给他们了，他们不把钱给回来，我们说就这样吧，反正也行，你就把那个钱拿着吧。
Alright, so we're going to carry on with this next week as we consider the issue, how do we handle disagreements, butThe thing we've learned today is disagreements are often very important, and they start in the mind. And in all of our minds, we must remember that God is God. Our thoughts, our imaginations, our reasonings have all got to be subject to Him, and foolish thinking must never enter our minds.Nor should it enter their minds.
所以呢，实际上我们之间呢，下个星期会接着讲。我们今天讲呢，我们解决分歧的办法呢，实际上就是说，其实上这些分歧刚开始都是从我们的思维，从大脑里开始的。然后我们知道，神是神，我们的想法是我们的想法，我们不要让那些愚蠢的想法在我们脑袋里开始，也不要让跟我们有分歧的对方让他们在他们大脑里也有这种想法，我们都要按照神的方式去做。
So when I go back to verse 5, my prayer is, Lord, will you keep me thinking only the thoughts that I should think? Deliver me from thinking foolish thoughts, proud thoughts, battling thoughts. I only want to think your thoughts. I don't want anyother thoughts in my mind.
所以当我回到第五节的时候，我的祷告就是，主啊，你来帮助我，帮助我，让我去按照您的想法去想，不要去用那种 愚蠢的想法，不要去用那种骄傲的想法，只有您的想法才是我的想法。
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it, if we all just thought God's thoughts all the time?
这是不是一个很美的事，如果我们只是按照神的想法去想事情呢？
All right, that's as far as we'll go today because of time. The Lord bless us all, and we'll get together next week, Lord willing, to learn a little bit more about handling disagreements.
所以这个呢，今天呢，我们的时间到了，我们只能讲到这里。如果神又允许，我们下个星期继续讲这个，继续讲这些关于怎样去处理分歧的这样一个事。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Lord, again, we want to thank you. You're a good God. We often, Lord, have foolish thoughts.
主啊，我们要感谢您，您是一个很好的神。我们通常在我们脑袋里有愚蠢的想法。
We often have rebellious thoughts.
我们非常有悖逆的想法。
And Lord, we pray.That not only might we learn to think God's thoughts, but we pray that we might be used of God to encourage others to think only God's thoughts too.
主啊，我们的祷告是不光我们要用神的想法来想事情，我们也应该去鼓励其他的人也用神的想法来想事情。
And so help us, we pray.
帮助我们，我们祷告。
Lord, we were in the midst of our DVBS programs.And other programs, we pray that many will find the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and that you will keep us in love and fear and safety.
所以呢，主要我们的祷告是我们在仍然在DVBS 这个节目中间和其他的节目，我们的祷告是让很多的人找到主，也保证我们敬畏主，保证我们的安全。
And we pray especially at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, Lord, that you will keep us in harmony and from division.
同样呢，我们特别的要为16届教会祷告，请您保证我们在教会里和睦，而不是有分裂。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.